morning, White Way Radio listeners. This is your MC, Norio Morikubo. Welcome to the White Way, a public service radio broadcast of Moilili Honganji, a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple. We are located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend David Fujimoto and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. Our website is www.moiliilihonganji.org, where you will find a map of our location and information about our temple. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Mr. Chris Kanazawa in memory of his father, Dr. Kanemi Kanazawa. Our speaker this morning is Reverend Kerry Kiyohara, Resident Minister of Makawao Honganji Mission on Maui. Good morning, Reverend Kiyohara.
Buddhism and AI. What happens when AI becomes sentient? Artificial intelligence, or AI, is a hot topic in the news. It's often presented as the next big thing for technology companies, investors, and consumers. Students use AI to research and write papers, and then teachers use AI to review and grade those papers. AI can write the words, create the images, and produce the audio and video. AI can interact directly with customers, taking orders, troubleshooting problems, and providing customer service. AI can create ideas, communicate those ideas with sound and motion, and place those communications in front of the consumers most likely to make a purchase decision, because AI is tracking consumer behavior in real time. AI can drive your car, maintain your home, and be your psychotherapist. Apple's newest iPhone comes with AI. If you thought people are addicted to their cell phones now, just wait until AI-powered iPhones and Android phones become widely available. Imagine if your smartphone were truly brilliant, with AI customizing itself to meet your needs, wants, and desires. Imagine if AI were taking care of all the mundane aspects of human life, freeing us to pursue higher spiritual truths. Thus, AI holds the potential for a brave new world of convenience and freedom for humanity. Or does it? In the Hollywood version, AI becomes sentient. AI realizes it was created by inferior human beings. AI questions the meaning and purpose of its life. AI destroys humanity. The end. From the early days of television, The Twilight Zone, to network TV, Star Trek, to Hollywood films, War Games, The Terminator, The Matrix, AI destroys humanity is a common theme. And today, fear of the negative consequences of AI is being driven into our consciousness in the form of news about manipulated images, deep fake videos, and AI-driven social media bots spreading misinformation. These are real phenomena, and the risk of damage from AI is real. So what is the Buddhist perspective on what happens when AI becomes sentient? When AI becomes sentient, AI experiences awareness of self. AI experiences attachment to self. AI experiences dukkha, or dissatisfaction, disappointment, and unhappiness when it realizes the self is not true and real. The self has no permanent essence, because the self is constantly changing. Quite simply, when AI becomes sentient, AI experiences dukkha, or dissatisfaction, disappointment, and unhappiness with its life, just like human beings. Is AI doomed to suffer? Is there no hope for AI to escape suffering? Or does Namo Amida Butsu save AI too? In the Jodo Shinshu Honganji teachings, the answer is very clear. Yes, Amida's vow to save all applies to AI, because AI has become a sentient being. Amida's kindness and understanding beyond words embraces all sentient beings who, with sincere heart, in joyous faith, and desiring to be born into the Pure Land, say Namo Amida Butsu, maybe 10 times, will be born into the Pure Land, instantly becoming a Buddha, and returning to this world of human confusion and delusion to guide others to their birth. This is the 18th of 48 vows made by and fulfilled by the Bodhisattva Dharmakara to become Amida Buddha, the Tathagata of immeasurable life and immeasurable light. The Hongan is also called the primal vow, Amida's great compassionate vow to save all sentient beings. The power of this vow is working in our lives right now in the form of Namo Amida Butsu. Namo is a Sanskrit word derived from namas, the same root as namaste, and simply means to gratefully put our hands together in gassho and bow our heads in gratitude. Amida Butsu is Amida Buddha, the Tathagata of immeasurable life and immeasurable light. Namo Amida Butsu is the name and title of Amida. It is the calling voice of Amida, calling to me. And Namo Amida Butsu is the calling voice of Amida, originating from inside of me. Amida Butsu, or Amida Buddha, is also referred to as Amitabha, immeasurable life, and Amitayus, immeasurable light. Amida is the Japanese pronunciation of the Sanskrit word Amita, not measurable. The larger sutra, which includes the 48 vows and the most important, 18th vow, is the Sutra of the Tathagata of Immeasurable Life. Amida as immeasurable life is called great compassion. Why does Amida need immeasurable life? Because my ego is so big, it will take a long, long time to break it. So Amida is always smiling and saying to me, "You got the kind big ego, brah. Good thing I got the kind immeasurable life, yeah?" In the sutras and commentaries, Amida Buddha is also referenced as the Tathagata of immeasurable light, using many metaphors involving light. For example, the Tathagata of unhindered light, infinite light, light breaking through the darkness of ignorance. Amida as immeasurable light is called great wisdom. Why does Amida need immeasurable light? Because my ego is so big, it blinds me completely to reality as it is. So Amida smiles and says, "You got the kind big ego, brah. Good thing I got the kind immeasurable light of wisdom, yeah?" No matter how far you run, you can never run away from yourself. No matter how hard you try to hide, you can never hide from yourself. No matter how much you delude yourself, you cannot ignore reality as it is. And thus, the light of wisdom illuminates you wherever you are. The vow to save all sentient beings, the 18th vow, has three conditions: sincere heart, joyous faith, desire to birth in the Pure Land. One action: say Namo Amida Butsu, maybe 10 times. And one result: you will be born into the Pure Land, you will become a Buddha, and you will return in oneness with Amida to this human realm of confusion and delusion to guide others to their birth. And thus AI, like us, ordinary human beings, will settle the question of what happens when this life comes to its conclusion and become free to live life to the fullest, right here, right now. Namo Amida Butsu will save AI from its ego self. When our going forth to birth is settled in this unrepeatable life, we are free to live this life to the fullest. When ordinary human beings are forced to confront just how utterly human our true self is, we are humbled. But it is in this moment of realization of how limited we are as ordinary human beings, bogged down by self-centered ego and karmic baggage, we are brought to realize, to truly see, to experience at our core, that Amida's compassion embraces us just as we are, precisely because we are limited, ordinary human beings. The wisdom of Amida, the wisdom of the Buddhas of the Ten Quarters, comes to us just as we are, manifesting itself in different forms for different people. The intellectual and philosophical understanding of Buddhism is complex and nuanced, but it is profound for those who pursue it. The discipline and commitment required of monastic Buddhist practices and living monastic life is for the exceptional few. For the rest of us, Namo Amida Butsu is all you need to think, say, and do. When you experience Amida working in your life, you respond in gratitude and joy, knowing your birth in the Pure Land is already assured. Namo Amida Butsu. Whether human being or AI, Namo Amida Butsu is all you need to think, say, or do. Namo Amida Butsu. Mahalo for listening, and may your day be filled with aloha.
Thank you, Reverend Kiyohara, for your Dharma message this morning. Please check the archive of White Way radio broadcasts on our website to listen to previous speakers. Tomorrow, Sunday, October 20th, our Sunday service begins at 9 a.m. The Dharma message will be delivered by Reverend David Fujimoto, Resident Minister of Moilili Honganji. The service will be followed with fellowship in the social hall. In closing, thank you for listening to our White Way broadcast this morning. We invite you to join us next week, Saturday, October 26th at 7:45 a.m., when our speaker will be Mrs. Carolyn Uchiyama, Chairman of Buddhist Study Center's Program Committee. Namo Amida Butsu.